Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, October 13th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. As suspected, the European Commission has sent social media platform X a formal request for more information and has opened an investigation regarding reports that illegal content and disinformation targeting the Israel-Hamas war is circulating on the platform. This comes after a warning Wednesday to which ex-CEO Linda Yaccarino non-specifically replied to. A similar warning was sent to Meta, which has since updated its content monitoring program. Meta said that it created an ever-evolving operations center with experts fluent in Hebrew and Arabic, and that teams from across the company have been working around the clock to monitor its platforms. It's unclear whether the commission will launch a formal investigation into Meta. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators has announced a draft bill that aims to protect actors, singers, and others from having their voices and likenesses generated by artificial intelligence. The Nurture Originals, Foster Art, and Keep Entertainment Safe Act, or No Fakes Act, would hold people, companies, and platforms liable for producing or hosting such digital replicas. SAG-AFTRA, the U.S. Actors Union, applauded this proposed bill. After receiving final approval from the UK regulators this morning, Microsoft has finalized a $68.7 billion deal to acquire gaming publishing giant Activision Blizzard. The acquisition required 20 months of battles with regulators in the UK and the US. Still, Microsoft prevailed against the Federal Trade Commission in US federal court and restructured the deal to appease the Competition and Markets Authority in the UK. Merely 2 weeks after Netflix ended its DVD subscription delivery service, multiple reports are emerging that Best Buy is allegedly ending all physical media sales. This includes Blu-ray, DVD, and 4K Ultra HD, both in-store and online. Best Buy's exit from the DVD and Blu-ray market would leave limited options in the United States. Physical media enthusiasts may have to turn to Walmart, Target, or Redbox to get physical media. Starting today, Friday the 13th, Google's AI-powered Search Generative Experience, or SGE, can generate images using prompts directly in SGE. Users can now write drafts where they can customize the output to be longer or shorter, or change the tone of the writing to be more serious or casual. You can enter a prompt specifying what sort of image you want, like drawing, photo, or painting, for example, and SGE will return results directly in the SGE conversational experience. In other Google AI news, the company said that it will defend users of generative artificial intelligence systems in Google Cloud and workspace platforms if they are accused of intellectual property violations, joining Microsoft, Adobe, and other companies that have made similar pledges. According to Reuters, Taiwan-based chipmaker TSMC expects to receive permission from the U.S. Department of Commerce's Bureau of Industry and Security to supply its China plant with U.S. chipmaking tools indefinitely. "We expect to receive a permanent authorization through the validated end-user process," TSMC said, noting that it did not previously need to apply for VEU status. The supplier also said it has received U.S. authorization to continue operating in Nanjing while it applies for VEU status. Guangzhou-based EHang announced that it has received an airworthiness type certificate from the Civil Aviation Administration, China's version of the FAA, for its fully autonomous human passenger carrying drone. The EH216-S AAV is the first drone in the world to receive such a certification. EHang CEO Huao Zhihu expects the company's two-person AAV to start expanding overseas next year. After announcing plans to impose restrictions on laptop imports in India back in August, which received widespread criticism from the industry in Washington, Trade Secretary Sunil Barthwal announced that India will not impose said restrictions and that the government only wants importers to be on close watch. According to Director General of Foreign Trade Santosh Kumar Sarangi, the government is holding consultations with the industry and a new order on laptop imports will be announced by the end of October. Caltech's seven-year Wi-Fi patent battle with Apple and Broadcom is over as the university has reached a settlement with the two companies over Wi-Fi chips. The lawsuit alleged that iPhones and other devices infringed on Caltech's patents, with the university initially winning in federal court before being overturned in appeals. A new trial was ordered for June of this year but was upheld indefinitely. The parties told the court that a potential settlement had been reached in August but did not release any detail. And finally, Sony's access controller for the PlayStation aims to make gaming easier for people with disabilities. As part of the gaming industry's efforts to address the challenge of playing video games for people with disabilities, Sony, working with Input Accessibility Consultants, has developed the access controller for the PlayStation. It is the latest addition to the accessible controller market, whose contributors range from Microsoft to startups and even hobbyists with 3D printers. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.